Mexican feds probe border state gubernatorial candidates for election fraud. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on May 12, 2021. Mexico's government generated controversy after the recent announcement that federal investigators were targeting two of the top three gubernatorial candidates for the border state of Nuevo León, alleging election fraud. The candidate who is not under investigation belongs to the country's ruling party, Morena. The case first surfaced Monday evening, when Mexico's Attorney General's office announced it was investigating Nuevo León gubernatorial candidates Adrián de la Garza of the Revolutionary Institutional Party, PRI, and Samuel García from Movimiento Ciudadano. Recent polls show them matching or beating Clara Luz Flores of Morena. Hashtag FGRINFORMAS A RECIBIO INFORMACION DEL DEPARTAMENTO DE JUSTICIA DE EU. SOBRE POSIBLES RESPONSABILIDADES PENALIS DE FRANCISCO J. G. Ishmael G. José Manuel G. José Ramón C.Y. Impresas. Vinculadas con operaciones bancarias ilícitas. Serán investigadas pic.twitter.com/k338pz6cfi. FGR Mexico. At FGR Mexico, May 11, 2021. According to the FGR, Adrián de la Garza is being investigated for issuing gift cards which would become valid if he won the election. Mexico's president Andrés Manuel López Obrador said the practice took advantage of the poor. De la Garza claims the case is political targeting by Morena and law enforcement. Esta noche se confirma la persecución política de la que he sido víctima, por proteger a las mujeres. Y que quede claro, muy claro, vamos fuerte. Vamos a ganar y todo va a estar bien. pic.twitter.com/ptsa9v. Adrián de la Garza, at Adrián de la Garza, May 11, 2021. In the case of Samuel García, the FGR claimed the candidate, his wife, father, and in-laws are providing unreported donations to the campaign. While the FGR statement does not go into detail, the case appears to be linked to comments made by García about his family donating money to the campaign that does not appear on his campaign reports. García's wife, Mariana Rodriguez, is also a social media influencer who allegedly used her network to promote her husband. Members from García's party have come out to publicly defend the candidate. Dotted López Obrador underscore, es lamentable que interfieras en el proceso electoral de Nuevo León como lo hace en los viejos regímenes del pasado. Lo que estás haciendo es abuso de poder. Abstente de violar la legislación electoral. pic.twitter.com/jsmt7uleg. Dante Delgado, at Dante Delgado, May 11, 2021. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.